This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Define success for yourself. Whatever your answer is, don't choose anything that will jeopardize your soul.
It's a scientific fact that gratitude reciprocates. And to that I say amen. To that I say all right, all right, all right. And to that I say just keep living, huh?
Yeah. Matthew McConaughey needs no introduction. From his early 1993 breakout role in Dazed and Confused, to a series of rom-com roles in the early 2000s. Followed by more dramatic roles in the 2010s, he continues to push the boundaries of what is possible on screen today. Establishing himself as one of the biggest names in the film and television industry, he's collected dozens of awards across his career, including an Oscar, Golden Globe, and SAG Award. Despite his fame and astronomical success, or perhaps because of it, McConaughey intentionally stripped himself of all accolades and egoic attachments in a 22-day journey of self-discovery in the Amazon rainforest.
And what was the thing that you found when you let go of your identity in the outer world?
That I was a mammal. And for me, as a believer, a child of God. Uh-huh. That's it. I got rid of, I remember my dad's ring, which had an M on it, gold melted down from my mom and dad's class rings, and gold from my mom's teeth. It meant a lot to me.
Yeah.
But it was an identity marker. I'm a McConaughey. This is about my dad. I have my American cap that I'd worn for 2 decades. I'm an American. So we get rid of that. Got rid of all these little talismans that were identities
trinkets
and titles that meant something. They weren't random. They were healthy ones.
Yeah.
But I stripped them all off. No, you're not famous. And no, it's not. You were what before you were ever an actor. Before, what are you? What were you? Before you were McConaughey, before you were a Texan, before you were an American, before you were an actor, before you were a movie star. And it was a purge, basically. We've stripped off all the accoutrements. We've stripped off the ornaments. Here we are. That is the night that I was like, what other truth do we know, McConaughey? Tell you what another truth I'm realizing right now is that you're the only son of can't get rid of. So we're going to duke it out for the rest of our life here, or are we going to figure out how to get along? What are we going to forgive right now, and what are we going to say the buck stops here? No more. I'm not putting up with it. Let's get along. I can't get rid of you. Everybody else, every other relationship out there's a choice. You're the one person I don't have a choice to hanging out with, so let's work this out. And just like going back and seeing the embarrassment and shame turn into giggles, I began to go like, man, maybe you're being too hard on yourself on this thing. You know what? Get that monkey off your back. You're human, man. Forgive yourself. And these other things, dude, you've been a repeat offender. It hadn't been paying you back. You've been regretting that choice every time you make it, and you keep freaking making it. Cut the man. Evolve. Turn the page. No more. And next morning, I remember even the the Sherpas stuff in Peru. I came out of the tent and they all started going, "La luz! La luz! The light! The light!" And they were talking about me and the way I was moving.
Interesting.
And I went for a walk. And for the first time during that trip, I didn't give a damn more about what was around the next corner. I wasn't thinking about the destination of getting to the Amazon and how it's been 11 days. When are we going to get there? And mind you, this 11 days prior, I had not really been present in the trip because I was thinking about the result, getting to the destination so much. And then this morning, after that night, I'm walking. I'm not even thinking about what's around the next corner. And when I did turn the corner, I was stopped by this sea of atomic plugged in neon blue, like a puddle, like a bubbling puddle in the middle of my jungle path. And it stopped me. And I looked at it. I've never seen colors this neon and bright. It was like it was not man-made. It was glowing. And it stopped me. And as I stared at it for about 30 seconds, all of a sudden it started to flutter and rise and dissipate. It was tens of thousands of these Amazonian butterflies.
Wow.
And I stayed there for a minute. And then this words came into my brain from the prime mover that said, "All I want is what I can see, and what I can see is in front of me." I was free. I was light. It was magical. I walked. I turned the corner and went down the trail. And there was the Amazon. I finally made it. Made it to the river. Right after that moment.
Wow.
Did not know if I was still days away, weeks away, what. Now, stuff like that happens. We got to listen.
Yeah.
Those are some of those truths that come that you go, nobody else was here to witness that.
Mm.
That was not for the whole class. That was not on the speaker. That was not on the bulletin. That was not on the nightly news. That was not even at church on Sunday with the congregation. That wasn't at school. That wasn't sitting around the dinner table with mom and dad learning lessons. It wasn't from a mentor. That was for me.
Mm.
In this moment, I must heed that truth.
McConaughey's experience of the Sherpas, labeling him as La Luz, translating to the light, following his awakening experience, relates to his favorite passage from the Bible, Matthew 6:22. "If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light." Here McConaughey interprets this quote in relation to third eye consciousness.
This is what the mandala is. So we so often are seeing life in contradictions, right? Future, the past, heaven, hell, technology, culture, and we see them as contradictions. When in truth, that's two eyes, right? And there's judgment on either side, and there's a duality there. But the truth is in that third eye.
Interesting.
Where they overlap. No, it's not a shade of gray. What the verse is saying, what I get from it, is that's where all the colors live.
Mm.
All the colors of the truth live. That passage, when I always tell myself, keep a high eye. It's third eye. It shows up in all the religions too.
Yes.
It shows up everywhere. It's a way of perceiving the truth, I think, which lives in the paradox. Both are true. Two things can be true at the same time. It has to do with listening. It has to do with how we see things. It's how we judge. And especially today, I think we love to be judge and jury on others and ourselves. It's a very arrogant thing for us to do. And this passage, if thy eye be single, and not a dual contradiction and seeing the contradiction, things have gone, oh, this is true and that's true. And instead of or, right? That's where the truth lives, I believe. And it doesn't mean that you just straddle the fence and you're noncommittal about anything.
Right.
That's not what it means. It doesn't mean you're just Mr. In Between. So that's true and that's true and it's all okay. No. You can then have judgment, but see both first. See the overlap of the truth and understand it from both sides and then be understood. And you can then have judgment, but see it through that lens first. Because we just don't do it. We come in with one eye. or we, us versus them, me versus you, my idea versus yours, left versus right, Democrat versus Republican. Even, how far can you go? Can you go down to right versus wrong, good versus bad? I mean, we see them as contradictions, and they're not. We all know. We all got a little good in us, we all got a little bad in us. It's a choice we make where we then have judgment. You know, so it's a great reminder. Matthew 6:22. The whole body will be full of light, and you will move lightly and with discernment. Doesn't take away discernment. Doesn't take away judgment. Just saying, see it through that lens first and understand that truth is where those overlap.
Yeah.
And then make your decision.
I think it's beautiful that your, I believe it's your son that was born at 6:22.
6:22.
That's crazy, man.
So there's another one.
The date of his son's birth aligning with this verse seems like a clear synchronicity. That being said, McConaughey says we need to be cautious of these signs. When we give too much attention to everything that seems like a divine signal, the lines of where the true significance lies become blurred.
If you're looking for the signal and the significance in every situation, you start creating ones that aren't real.
Making them up.
And it's like, brrr, wow, you're getting stimulus from everywhere. Oh, that was a sign. Oh, that was a sign. Oh, and I remember writing this line about everything has significance, but not everything is significant. Right? And so we have to watch that fine line of where do we intuit? Where do we feel a truth? But if we're, again, like we were talking earlier about finding Camilla when I quit looking for, if we're hunting for the significance in every single thing, it could be mental meditation. We can, the subplots become unmanageable.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
How do we know when it's significant?
Right. Can we put ourselves in that place to receive it? And be aware to see it.
You got
to
be light.
You got to be light. And you got to be in a place where you can hear it, feel it, and see it. But if we're out there going, well, you know, we've all been there. Look at that heart. Wow. That tree. You know, and all of a sudden you look up 3 hours later and you were on your way to the bathroom, but you didn't move 6 inches because you were so, oh, wow, wow. And that's, we've been around those people like, whoa, subplots are a little unmanageable, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, at the same time, got to be open to that mystical math that comes to us because there's a metric to that mystical math. There's a metric to that spiritual, those gifts that come to us. We don't know how to put them in a category and go, there's how their currency, there's the credits and debits, there's how they bring us ROI, and this is what they're worth. They don't come in numbers like that, but there is a real, true, valuable metric to them. And I think, again, part of living, how are you aware to them, aware of them, and be open to them and put yourself in a place so you can receive them? At the same time, not go hunting them down in every single shape, size, and smell. Because then you'll just spin in circles, you know? Yeah. Got times where I feel like I'm in the, people call it maybe the flow state, where you're kind of, intuition's right on time, man. Yeah. I don't know what time it is. I don't even wear a watch, but I was right on time again, wasn't I? Whatever that is, you know? Your reactions, you understand what someone's saying, even if it's not what they're saying. You kind of come back, you see where they're coming from. You're taking care of yourself, but you're taking care of others at the same time. It's a wonderful flow.
Wow.
But how can we learn to accept these spiritual gifts and tap into the flow state? McConaughey states that it all starts with gratitude. When we give thanks to the universe, it reciprocates and gives us more things to be thankful for.
My mom's big on gratitude, and I mean, she instilled it in us at an early age. I remember it was, you know, you get up grumpy in the morning, you come into the kitchen from your bedroom for breakfast, and you wanted to sleep longer, and you're kind of grumpy, and she'd see it the way we would walk, and if we were kind of, she'd turn around from the kitchen making breakfast, she goes, go back to your bed, and don't get out of bed until you're ready to come in here and see the rose in the vase instead of the dust on the table. Oh, jeez, okay, yeah, gotta go back. I rearranged. And she would preach us the very baseline basics. Like, you, who do you think you are to think you were guaranteed the sun was going to rise for you today? Jeez, Mom. So it started with the very baseline stuff. Now, we get more fluent in life. We have things. I don't think we should take even those things for granted.
Yeah.
But a lot of us are out there going, okay, I get that part, but how do we become thankful for, you know, more things we have around us in our life. I think that the more we are give thanks for, we give more value to that thing or that person or that place or that instance. You give more value to it, it means more to us. If something means more to us, we tend it. We take care of it. When you take care of something, something grows. So it scales. So actually, gratitude is the root of generosity. Coming in and going. And it's a self-serving thing. You know, because it will reciprocate the same way back out. Yeah.
There are many teachings we can learn from Matthew McConaughey. He's proven to be not only a successful actor, but also a profound thought leader. He's taught us that through ego detachment, third eye consciousness, the ability to detect spiritual signals, and gratitude, we can make vast and profound improvements in our lives.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.